Today is Thursday, June 5th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how gut health, cellular energy, nutrient deficiencies, and brain circuit science are converging around one hopeful idea. Many chronic symptoms have real, measurable, addressable roots. Here's something worth sitting with for a moment. Your body has been communicating with you all along. Fatigue, brain fog, low mood, aches that come and go. These are not personality flaws, not signs of weakness. And, according to a growing chorus of physicians, they are often not inevitable. You have more agency over your health than you may have been told. That's the empowering thread running through today's briefing, and we're going to follow it carefully. Let's start somewhere most people don't expect. Your colon. Dr. Mark Hyman, speaking on The Doctor's Pharmacy, describes a specific type of carbohydrate called resistant starch. Unlike most starches, it travels all the way through your small intestine without being digested. And when it arrives in your colon, beneficial bacteria ferment it into compounds called short-chain fatty acids. The most studied of these is butyrate, which Dr. Hyman describes as the primary fuel for the cells lining your colon. It helps reduce inflammation, and it supports the healing of the gut lining itself. He specifically recommends starting with about half a tablespoon of unmodified potato starch, stirred into water or a smoothie, never heated, and building gradually from there. A little digestive adjustment in the first few days is completely normal as your gut adapts. Now here's where it gets even more meaningful. Dr. James Greenblatt, on that same podcast, connects gut health directly to mood. According to government nutrition data from a large national survey, over 90% of Americans are deficient in one or more essential nutrients. Nearly 45% of Americans are low in magnesium alone. Why does that matter for how you feel emotionally? Because your brain needs these nutrients to produce the chemical messengers, serotonin, dopamine, that regulate your mood. When those raw materials are missing, brain chemistry can shift in ways that feel very much like depression or anxiety. Dr. Greenblatt notes that roughly 18% of Americans are currently living with depression, and 1 in 4 will experience a major depressive episode at some point in their lives. Yet standard care, he observes, rarely investigates the nutritional or biological roots of those symptoms. Building on that, let's talk about energy, not the motivational kind, but the literal cellular kind. Dr. Eric Berg and Dr. Aaron Hartman, from separate conversations, both point to your mitochondria as a central player in chronic illness. Think of mitochondria as tiny power generators inside every one of your cells. In conditions like fibromyalgia, inflammation can block the main energy pathway, forcing the body to run on a backup system that produces only about 2 units of energy instead of the normal 36 to 38. Dr. Berg references a study of 176 fibromyalgia patients that found significant reductions in pain and inflammation following periods of fasting, with benefits lasting up to 3 months. Dr. Hartman adds a complementary and fascinating layer to this picture. Every single cell in your body is wrapped in a membrane made of fats, and the quality of those fats shapes how well that cell actually works. Phospholipids, found in egg yolks and organ meats, are the structural fats of these membranes and of the mitochondria themselves. When those membranes are built from processed or oxidized fats, the kind found in many packaged foods, cell function suffers. Dr. Hartman describes phospholipid support as working like, in his own words, soap for your cells. It's a vivid image, but it points to something real. The quality of what you eat becomes the literal architecture of your biology. Now let's look at brain health through a different lens entirely, one that may change how you think about depression. Dr. Nolan Williams, speaking on Huberman Lab Essentials, offers a perspective rooted in neuroscience rather than chemistry. He describes depression less as a chemical imbalance and more as a misfiring circuit, specific brain regions falling out of their normal relationship with one another. His team at Stanford developed a therapy called Stanford Neuromodulation Therapy, which delivers 10 brief sessions of transcranial magnetic stimulation per day for 5 consecutive days. According to Dr. Williams, 60 to 90% of patients in their studies reached full clinical remission, often within 1 to 5 days. He also notes that both this therapy and psilocybin-assisted treatment appear to produce the same specific brain change, a reduction in the overconnection between the brain's negative emotional hub and its self-referential network. In simple terms, people feel less stuck in loops of negative thinking. The American Heart Association has now formally recognized depression as the fourth major risk factor for coronary artery disease, right alongside high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. That connection between mental and physical health isn't metaphorical, it's physiological. One of the most direct and affirming voices in today's briefing belongs to three physicians: Dr. Peter, a cardiologist, Dr. Sinal from emergency medicine, and Dr. Ben, who spoke openly about what they believe their training got wrong. Dr. Sinal shared that approximately 90% of Americans over age 60 are on at least one prescription medication, and 50 to 60% are on five or more simultaneously. All three flagged this as a serious and underappreciated concern. Dr. Peter noted that symptoms like fatigue, brain fog, and dizziness are routinely dismissed as aging, when in his clinical experience, they often have reversible causes: dehydration, medication side effects, infection, or simply the timing of when a medication is taken. Dr. Sinal's message was direct and worth quoting. Don't ever be gaslit because of your age. Dr. Greenblatt echoes this from his own clinical work. He describes patients with years of treatment-resistant depression whose symptoms, in his words, completely disappeared once underlying nutrient deficiencies were identified and corrected. One key marker he points to is homocysteine, a blood level indicator of B vitamin status, and he notes that genetic variants like MTHFR, which are surprisingly common, affect how the body processes folate. Methylated B vitamins are often better absorbed by people with these variants. And one more thread to weave in before we close. Dr. Hyman references data suggesting that approximately 93% of Americans have some degree of poor metabolic health, reflected in blood sugar instability and insulin resistance. A large study of over 21,000 men found that those with the highest Mediterranean diet scores, whole foods, healthy fats, minimal refined carbohydrates, had significantly lower rates of cardiovascular-linked dysfunction. Men under 60 saw a 22% relative reduction in risk. Men between 60 and 70 saw reductions of up to 80%. The nutritional foundations that support your gut, your cells, your brain, and your heart turn out to be the same foundations. So what might you do with all of this today? A few gentle, accessible starting points. Consider adding half a tablespoon of unmodified potato starch to a smoothie or a glass of water, not heated. Think about the fats on your plate. An egg yolk at breakfast is a small, evidence-informed step toward better cell membrane quality. Check in with how much magnesium you're getting through dark leafy greens, pumpkin seeds, almonds, or dark chocolate. Prioritize a consistent sleep and wake time tonight. Restorative sleep is when your brain clears metabolic waste and your immune system resets. And consider bringing one new question to your next provider visit. Could any of my current symptoms, fatigue, brain fog, low mood, pain, be related to a nutrient deficiency or a medication effect? And is there a test we could run? A brief and important note. Everything shared in today's briefing is for educational reflection only, not medical advice, and not a substitute for your own provider's guidance. Before changing any medication, supplement, or health routine, please talk with your doctor first. Never stop a prescription medication abruptly. And if you're considering fasting or high-dose supplements, get clearance from a healthcare professional first. Your simple wellness step for today? Drink one extra glass of water before your next meal. That's it. Hydration supports cellular function, cognitive clarity, and even medication metabolism, and it costs nothing. Thank you for spending this time investing in your health. That's your functional health briefing for today. Come back tomorrow. Your body is worth showing up for every single day. You've got this. Take care of yourself.